Top trade officials began a make-or-break session of world trade talks today, haunted by failed efforts in 2006 and 2007 and concerned over whether the United States can deliver on the deal. The United States said it was prepared to cut farm subsidies to secure a global trade deal, but called on big emerging countries like India, Brazil, and China to play their part too. World Bank President Robert Zoellick has called the meeting now or never for the Doha Round, which was launched nearly 7 years ago with goals to cut farm subsidies and tariffs and to help developing countries prosper through trade. We spoke with Claire Malamed of the British charity ActionAid, who told us that any new global trade deal will not solve the world's food crisis and is likely only to exacerbate poverty and hunger.
The food crisis is happening now. And any deal, even if a deal is made this week, countries won't actually start implementing that deal for a number of years, and they won't finish implementing it for another 5 years. So whatever happens, it will be far too late for the people who are being affected by the food crisis now. But the other and really more significant reason is that certainly for the poorest countries, it's trade liberalization, opening up their markets, which has been responsible for running down their own agricultural production. Agricultural trade liberalization has meant that farmers in the poorest countries are having to compete with subsidized farmers from the richest countries. Not surprisingly, farmers in poor developing countries have found that they simply can't compete. They have stopped producing. They have been able to invest in new technologies and so on. So it's actually trade liberalization in agriculture, the kind of thing that the WTO are talking about this week, that's been responsible, has been one of the sort of long-term causes of the food crisis. It's very far from being a solution.